Pennsylvania. In 1680, William Penn, a wealthy English gentleman, presented a plan to King Charles. Penn's father had once lent the king a great deal of money. Penn had inherited the king's promise to repay the loan. Instead of money, however, Penn asked for land in America. Pleased to get rid of his debt so easily, the king gave Penn a tract of land stretching inland from the Delaware River. The new colony, named Pennsylvania, was nearly as large as England. William Penn belonged to a Protestant group of dissenters called the Society of Friends, or Quakers. The Quakers believed that every individual had an inner light that could guide him or her to salvation. Each person could experience religious truth directly, which meant that church services and officials were unnecessary. Everyone was equal in God's sight. Though firm in their beliefs, the Quakers were tolerant of the views of others. Many people in England found the Quakers' ideas a threat to established traditions. Quakers would not bow or take off their hats to lords and ladies because of their belief that everyone was equal. In addition, they were pacifists, people who refused to use force or to fight in wars. Quakers were fined, jailed, and even executed for their beliefs. William Penn saw Pennsylvania as a holy experiment, a chance to put the Quaker ideals of toleration and equality into practice. In 1682, he sailed to America to supervise the building of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Penn believed that any government is free to the people under it, where the laws rule and the people are a party to those laws. Penn had designed the city himself, making him America's first town planner. Penn also wrote Pennsylvania's first constitution. Penn believed that the land belonged to the Native Americans and that settlers should pay for it. In 1682, he negotiated the first of several treaties with local Native Americans. To encourage European settlers to come to Pennsylvania, Penn advertised the colony throughout Europe with pamphlets in several languages. By 1683, more than 3,000 English, Welsh, Irish, Dutch, and German settlers had arrived. In 1701, in the Charter of Liberties, Penn granted the colonists the right to elect representatives to the Legislative Assembly. The southernmost part of Pennsylvania was called the Three Lower Counties. Settled by Swedes in 1638, the area had been taken over by the Dutch and the English before becoming part of Pennsylvania. The Charter of Privileges allowed the lower counties to form their own legislature, which they did in 1704. Thereafter, the counties functioned as a separate colony known as Delaware, supervised by Pennsylvania's governor.